Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and this is episode 488 of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who, and this is my belated review of the first season finale. The foundation of Russell T. Davis's Doctor Who is bigness, big ideas, big emotions, big energy. That's distinct from Stephen Moffat's Doctor Who. He didn't shy away from bigness at all, but his foundation was intricacy. Chris Chibnall's foundation, I'm still noodling about on. It might have been some kind of political liberalism or a meditation on relationships and adoption, but his Doctor Who actively avoided bigness until the pandemic and budget-compromised Flux season. RTD comes back for the BBC and Disney co-productions, and bigness is back on the menu, boys! And bigness is both the saving grace and the fatal flaw of the finale to his first season starring Judy Gatwa. Once more, the entire universe is imperiled, actually put to death, until our time-traveling heroic anomaly and his plucky companion put a leash on a space god dog and force it to hit the cosmic reset button. Because apparently the opposite of death is life, and when you bring death to death, you create life? This is nothing unusual for RTD's approach to Doctor Who. His finales from 2005 to 2010 were always operatic and mad. But as I argued a couple of podcasts ago, they also tended to at least pay off the promises of the lead-up episodes, barmy though they might have been. Empire of Death doesn't do that. The greatest mystery of the two-parter, the importance of the identity of Ruby's biological mother, is explained away as Sutek is obsessed with the question only because Ruby is obsessed with it. Everything surrounding that letdown of a mystery is complicated, unearned drama. A useless callback to 73 Yards that needlessly complicates that earlier superior story. The meaningless early deaths of Kate Lethbridge-Stewart, all of UNIT, and then all of the universe, indicating that everything will be undone in the end. Even the dialogue doesn't rise to the occasion, as Kate's last words are inexplicably about birds, and Gatwa swears a heartfelt oath with a spoon. Again, bigness is part of RTD's definition of what Doctor Who is. I don't think that's always been true, certainly not during all of the budget-constrained multi-camera years of the classic series. But for RTD, going big and mad is part of the showrunner's job description, especially at season finale time. But even in RTD's world, to borrow my friend Jason Snell's frequent phrase, that's just table stakes. It's not enough to be big. You also have to have meaning. A story with enough narrative and earned emotion to be worthy of the actors portraying it and the audience receiving it. Empire of Death was, in my mind, RTD's first real failure to end one of his seasons of Doctor Who. Next time on 2MTL, older Doctor Who fans seem to find doom and disaster lurking around the corner for our favorite show. With a Christmas special on the way and a second series all but completed, is there anything to worry about? I wouldn't be an older fan if I didn't say yes. Find me on Blue Sky and Mastodon as That Chip Guy. You can find earlier episodes of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast at twominutetimelord.com. 2-Minute Time Lord is a Blue Box Communications production.